This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, my name's Daryl Ong, and tune in to Bar None, the show that brings you through the ins and outs of the sporting world. Today on the program, we're pleased to have renowned youth football coach Lim Tiong Kim, who for 12 years was part of the junior setup at Bayern Munich, coaching under his wing the early careers of Thomas Müller, Emre Can, David Alaba, and many more. In 2013, he was called back home to take charge as the project manager of the National Football Development Programme, the NFDP, and then in 2016 was appointed the director of the Mokhtar Dahari Academy. However, his time in Malaysia was no fairy tale run, and while his boys chalked up success in several tournaments, he failed in meeting one of his KPIs, which is qualifying for this year's Under-17 World Cup in Peru. With his contract set to run till the end of October, what does the future hold and what has he learned from his time in the Malaysian setup? Joining co-producer Harish Dio and myself is the man, Lim Tiong Kim.
First of all, I would like to thank a few people, especially KJ, who gave me this opportunity to run this NFDP and AMD. It was an honor for me to take up this job. I would say thank you very much to him. And a few more people like the headmaster from Gambang Sports School, Cengu Idros, Bukit Jalil Sports Schools, Marina Chin, and also Encik Suhaimi from Johor Sports Schools, and not to forget MOE, Ministry of Education Soccer Department, Mrs. Yi Hong, Mr. Mahinda Singh, and the staff like Encik Halim and also Encik Romzi. I would like to thank them very much for their good cooperation and understanding. Mm.
How about your plans, you know, after this?
My plans?
Can you give us a little glimpse, a little sneak peek?
No, I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
Okay, but before we move forward, let's just recap a bit. This is a man who spent a decade with the Bayern Munich junior team. He's trained the likes of international stars, which he will rightfully point out in a bit. What made you return to Malaysia in 2013?
My whole idea was to help to develop Malaysian football and also the coaches. So I wrote an email to KJ telling him that my interest to develop, to help Malaysian football. Mm-hmm. So with my vast experience in one of the top clubs in the world, in Germany, Bayern Munich, so I feel I could do something to help the coaches. So that is why I took up this this job. And it was a very interesting job for me.
You started from scratch. There was the NFDP program, but pretty much it was revived in a different way when you were brought in. What were your initial thoughts about NFDP and its structure pre your time and, and during your time?
Before that, I would like to go to when I was in Bayern Munich. I had the opportunity to work with people like Thomas Müller, Toni Kroos in Real Madrid. Mm-hmm. I have opportunity to work with Emre Can, who was in Liverpool and moved to Juventus right now. Mm-hmm. And at the moment, Alaba is still in Bayern Munich. Mm-hmm. So these are the players that I have the opportunity to work with. So by that, because of my experience, that how I work with these players, all the experience that I had, I know how that I can come back to Malaysia to help our local players. And now coming back to question about NFDP, before that it was already started 2011, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. But I was not very sure how many centers were there. But as far as I know, when we came in, NFDP came in very big. Mm-hmm. We worked together with Ministry of Education. We work very well with the KBS, Kementerian Belia dan Sukan. So these two partners really support us very well. And we have created a lot of league games from the age 6 to 12. So these are the very crucial age for youth development at a very starting age. So this is where we are lacking in Malaysia. And creating league games for these young people or young boys, it's not enough. And we have to increase the training frequency also according to their age group. According to the age group means if they are 6-7 years old, of course you can't train every day. You can train 2 times a week and play a game during the weekend. But as long as they get older, the training frequency will increase. So this is the program that was catered to all the boys from 7 to 12. I don't know what happened before that, but I know the training frequency must be also according to sports science. Means if you understand the sports science method, we use the super compensation way of training. That means when you train on Monday, the next impulse must come in within the 72 hours. The next impulse must be the third day it must come in. So the super compensation will help the players to develop in terms of the physical conditioning. So that is why it was in such a way that it was a systematic way of training, that if we train Monday, it must be Wednesday, it must be Friday, and they can play on either Saturday or Sunday. So that it is a progressive way of training the boys according to the methodology of training.
So there must be a consistent kind of schedule to it.
If you train only Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it doesn't bring anything because Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you are resting. So the stimulus or rights in German, it will just fade away. Mm-hmm. So according to sports science, it must be either 2-4-6 or 1-3-5. So you cannot rest more than 3 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, was it hard to implement this formula?
It was not, because like I said, we work very well with Ministry of Education. Most of the coaches are also from Ministry of Education. I teach them and tell them why we have to do this. Some of them understand because they went to sports science courses. So they understand all this. So it was not a problem at all.
Speaking about sports science, speaking about coaches, there were some reports that said that the gymnasium was not equipped properly and some of the coaches left within 2 years when you took over in NFDP. First question, why wasn't the gymnasium equipped?
Well, the timing between the coaches left and the gymnasium, 2014, and AMD is just ready 1.5 years ago.
Let's talk separately.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the coaches.
Okay,
let's talk about the coaches.
The coaches. Coaches left. Yep. You see, I set a very high standard.
Okay.
KJ employed someone who has vast experience in working with one of the top clubs in the world. So I don't have Tai Kuching or mentality, you know. If those coaches leave, is it my fault? I was one of the person who included in the planning. I too gave them my input. Like I said, I come from a very high standard club in Europe. So I know what are needed.
Correct, coach. As you rightly pointed out, you come from a very highly acclaimed club in Germany, and the natural thing to have within any form of grassroots establishment or any establishment is a gymnasium.
Yes.
Now, we've not heard about this issue about the gymnasium up until the current youth and sports minister visited the place in Gambang.
Yeah. I told you, I was involved in the beginning, but after that, I was not invited at all. So whatever happens, I have no clue at all.
Moving from the gymnasium, talking about, you know, the staff that's in there when you took over, was it hard to kind of, you talked about, you know, changing mentality of the coaches in the previous interview that you did. Was it hard to kind of retrain and redevelop these coaches?
No. Those coaches that have been working with me for the past 4 or 5 years, they are fantastic. They want to learn. These are young people who really look up to you and say, I want to be just like you. And I share all my expertise with them. I never even keep anything to myself. Mm. So they have fantastic attitude. I really love working with them. It's just that it is a shame that it is a very short time because 4 years to learn something, it takes years. To master something, even longer. They are beginning to pick up things, you know. But you must understand, there's no youth development before NFDP came in, you know. The reason why KJ started in NFDP or started NFDP because nobody was doing youth development. Who's supposed to run the football in this country?
FAM.
FAM, right?
Yeah.
What have been doing? That is why KJ came up with this his own idea that he wants to change it. So KJ did something very good. And it is proven right now that the results are there. We have succeeded.
Okay, you say you have succeeded, but the speaking about the FAM, yeah? The FA of Malaysia Deputy President Datuk Seri Subhan Kamal had said once that too much of money was spent and its development programs take 10 years. You fail in your KPI, that's what he said. And he also said that the program, in a way, failed.
For me, this guy is not expertise in football. So he's a former politician. So whatever he says, I do not agree with him. And if he say we fail, why is under the under 15 AFF champion? Why the under 18 national under 18 or actually is under 19? It is under 19, right? It's not under 18.
Under 19, Brett Mode.
Exactly, under 19. They took 12 players from us, from 12 players. These boys are only 17 years old. And they are playing in the under 19 competition, right? So from 12 players, I think 10 made it to the squad. And in the final playing against Australia, 8 players from 17 years old played in the final against Australian 18 years old boys. So what failure? Who is the failure here, you know?
Do you think people will look at the term failure based mostly on results and not looking at the bigger picture of what...
In Malaysia, yes. Unfortunately, this is... In Malaysia, we don't have any football culture. They do not understand what is youth teams. They do not understand what is a senior team. For them, football is about winning. For them, it's only winning. When you are good, you are a Manchester City or Manchester United fan. Manchester City loses the whole season, and then you say, no, I don't want to be Manchester City fan anymore. I want to be Liverpool fan because Liverpool fan won the Champions League.
Right.
This is not a fan. This is, you just want to be with the champions, you know. But we have plenty of these people in Malaysia, you see. So they do not understand what is youth development. It is not just the fan that do not understand football. Even the officials doesn't understand football in Malaysia. They do not understand what is youth development. They do not understand.
So, Tiong Kim, what is football development then?
Football development means you need to have patience with the boys. You need to train the boys according to sports science. Yes? That means if they are 7 years old or the 6 years old, you don't train every day. You train according to their age group. Once you reach 12, under 12, okay, maybe you can train 3 times. And once you reach under 15, maybe you can train 4 times or maybe 5 times and plus a game. You see, the training frequency increase according to their age group. And winning is not everything. It is more about education. Education means not just about going down and run around kicking the ball. No, it is about work ethics, values, to be a good human being after you leave the academy. These are more important things, and these are the more important attributes that a player must have to be able to be successful in the future. It is not just going down and kick the ball, and the coaches must be the one who work harder than the players.
That was Lim Tiong Kim, director of the Mokhtar Dahari Academy and the former project manager of the NFDP. Coming up, more football talk, so do stick around. This is Barnan right here on BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, tune in to Bar None, the show that brings you through the ins and outs of the sporting world. Today on the program, alongside Harish Deol, we've been in conversation with renowned youth coach Lim Tiong Kim, who famously worked in the Bayern Munich setup for 12 years. His contract in Malaysia is set to run out at the end of October. Money has always been a hot topic when it comes to investing in grassroots football. Fans say the result doesn't match the money put in, while others say the investment should be more if you want to take the national football setup to the next level. In 2018, Youth and Sports Minister Syed Saddiq announced a 15 million ringgit a year budget for the development of young footballing talent. The question is this enough?
15 is peanuts. You must understand, in football, it's all about investment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is not spending. People do not understand the meaning of spending and do not understand the meaning of investment. Whatever we did in NFDP was investment. That is why you see the under 15 boys right now in the final. You can see right now the boys under 18 is in the final. Why? Because you need to invest. Do you know the problem with Malaysian kids or Malaysian football players? They are good football players. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have the talent. They have the skills. But the biggest problem was or is inferiority complex. Look at our surrounding in Malaysia. Why do you think Japan, Korea always goes to Europe and play in international level? Our boys are chicken out when it comes to big game. When I was playing in the national team, it was the same. Even Chin An time is the same. Some players chicken out. I played with Chin An, Santok, Mokhtar Dahari, all this. Some of the players chicken out. So it is not just now. It has been there all this while. So how do we overcome this problem?
So when you say inferiority complex, meaning that they lack the confidence when they go abroad?
No, not abroad. Play bigger teams. Playing big teams.
Playing big teams here, yes. Locally.
Yes, playing big teams. Mm-hmm. Because of the inferiority complex, because of lack of confidence, because of lack of self-esteem. What are all these? These are all psychological aspects that we are talking about. So how do we overcome all this? You have to go out, expose yourself, playing against teams in Europe so that they get used to other players, bigger players, stronger players, players with different colours. I give you one example.
Sure.
Yes.
Please, please.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you study here or you study in Europe?
Unfortunately, my parents didn't have the money to send me abroad. So yeah. I was here, yes.
Yeah, okay.
But I know where you're coming from.
But speak to those boys or your friends that went abroad and study. Mm-hmm. And you just have to compare them and with you. See how their self-confidence is. People that are exposed, they are more confident with themselves because they are surrounded in this surrounding in Europe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Europe, you are by yourself. You have to fight.
Well, why do you think we're not doing that right now? Why do you think we're not sending our teams?
When you have people from football association, the governing body says, oh, you spend so much money, 45 million going abroad. What does it tell you? What does it tell you? Because what does it tell you? It tells me that you have no clue at all. You see, this is very Malaysian mentality.
Right.
This is jago kampung. But when we are winning, then they say, oh, these are our players. These players come from us. But we were doing all the work. You see? Mm. We were doing all the work. It's just that results, success, someone else get it. But we never say anything. We means NFDP people. KJ, myself, coaches, we are doing all this work. KJ invested all this. So KJ brought in also sponsors for all this because he knows, because he lives in Europe or he lives abroad. He understands all this. It's just that many people do not understand this.
Okay, speaking about the we and them, clearly between your set of team, the FA of Malaysia, that's pretty much them. Let me put it bluntly. There seemed to be bad blood and it's been boiling for a long, long time. And it erupted, especially after last year's visit by the sports minister to Gambang. Do you really think there is a problem with the FA of Malaysia or is it just a personality problem, a problem within personalities involved?
I think this is all personal interest. Everybody wants to be the boss here in Malaysia. This is how I see it. Everybody wants to tell you what to do. but they don't have the expertise. That's the problem. You see, they don't have the expertise. They are not professionals. Mm-hmm. So when you employ me, yes, as a professional person with regards to my job, do you think I will take your word for it? I'm not a yes man. I'm not an apple polisher. I want the players to be good players, world-class standard football players. And to have world-class football players, you need to have good world-class academies for them to train, to sleep, to rest, to recuperate.
It's not for us to judge you, but a KPI was set. It is said that you failed at that particular KPI qualify for the Under-17
yes,
World Cup.
Yes, it's true. Yeah? It's true.
Yeah, and the other reason why you're being judged is, which I personally would say, I disagree with the way it was done, the declaration of Tiong Kim's salary. Do you think that you are being made the scapegoat?
Well, this question you should ask someone.
No, I'm asking you.
Do you feel like you're being made the scapegoat?
No. I mean, like we have mentioned just now, Malaysian people only judge you when you are either winning or losing. It's as simple as this. Mm. Like I said, this is youth development. In Europe, nobody will sack a coach, especially in the youth. Mm. Nobody. Even if they want to sack you, they will wait until the season to be over. Mm. They don't do that. They will never do that. Because this is youth development, you see. You must see, okay, first, when you judge a job of a football coach, okay, layman will judge on the score. Technical people will judge how they play the football, how the boys play football. What is their capabilities before and now? Did they develop? So these are the technical points that you have to look. Not just layman evaluation. Win, good. Loss, bad.
But wouldn't you say that most football fans, I'm talking worldwide, are, like you mentioned, laymen?
No. They are more educated than our Malaysian football fans.
So it's a Malaysian issue?
This is not, I don't know whether a Southeast Asian issue or Malaysian issue, but as far as I know, it is a Malaysian problem. People must learn. The parents understand now.
Right.
They understand. But this is also a small a percentage.
So how would you suggest that we get, you know, the people that you categorize to be the layman fans, get them, you know, to be more understanding of the technical side? Is it more of education, awareness?
Of course. This is the job of the Football Federation. This is their job. But if the person who is in charge of football showing a bad example by just eliminating a coach, not even 24 hours a game, that is the best example, no?
You know, some people may argue and say that to voice whatever you have just mentioned is a mere excuse. That is why we've got this fixation over rankings and results.
Yes, it's true.
So it is important.
Important, but for the senior team, not for the junior team. In Europe, it is only for senior team.
But if the junior teams are not performing, is that a reflection of any sort of
the team? That's what I said just now. Mm-hmm. If you want to evaluate a job of a coach, you have to evaluate the coach, job of coach by, of course, the first one is results. If it's not results, you must see how they play the game. Did you see the game? Tajikistan?
The first game?
Yeah, first game.
First game was Tajikistan.
The first game, everybody say was wonderful, right?
Yes.
6-2, we beat them.
Yep.
Eventually, they went into the final and qualified for the World Cup, right? Everybody says good. But the minute we lost to Thailand because of red card, and also we didn't play with our best goalkeeper, right? So everybody says bad. It's so simple here. It is either you win good, lose bad. It's so simple. For them, there's no between black and white, there's no gray. It is either black or white. It's very simple for them. And this is not just laymen. These are also the officials. Like I say, junior football is all about development. It is about players' development in terms of technique, tactic, psychological aspect, and also the emotional aspect. These are the most important thing. And senior team is totally different. So senior team, you have to win, finish.
Mm. Senior teams are more results-driven.
It is
more
results-orientated, finish. You win, good. Lose, no good.
Mm.
But junior is not that way. Junior is you have to let them grow.
you have to have patience, because not all players can, in a squad of 25 players, not all will be good that time, that year. Yeah, some that are struggling in 2019, 2 years later, they will become better players because they need time. They need their own time. So right now, we are rushing them. And this is wrong. Nature, a tree, nature needs time. Animals need time to grow.
Yeah.
Everything needs time to grow.
Who are you feeling the pressure from to rush?
Look at what is why our boys are playing in the under 19. Why? Why are we playing against older boys, under 17 playing against under 21? Why under 15 is playing in under 17? Why under 13 playing against under 15? Why? Why are we rushing? Youth development means they play according to their age group. Those good ones, those outstanding ones, right? Outstanding means not in one team there will be 10 outstanding players. No. In a team, in an outstanding player will be one or two players. And this one or two players, you can bring them to the next level. But not the whole team. The whole team, some are struggling. It is very obvious in our setup. I can see that they are struggling. And when they are struggling, they create a lot of stress. When the game creates a lot of stress, they cannot cope with it. Some just cannot cope with it. So what would happen to them? Their performance become bad. So when their performance become bad, where do you think this player will be? He will not be playing. You see, because the coach will have to put other players a chance to play.
Right.
But if you think otherwise, that this player, right, if they are not good enough right now, playing in the same level is okay. You understand? But if they play against older boys, already physically they are weaker because they are smaller. We are playing against under 21, you know. They kick them. There's no protection from the referees. They kick our players. They injured our players. So let me tell you this. Now everybody knows about Lokman, right? I want to see, I hope it will not happen, but I want to see if this boy had a bad injury, I want to see what will happen to this boy.
Right.
Because people are rushing. People want to get credit. Oh, I trained Lokman. Oh, this right. Bullshit, you know.
Taking cue of what you've just said, now, the graduation process, those who leave the academy, what happens to them then?
Most of these boys that are leaving AMD this year, majority will be going to UITM. UITM are willing to take them because we have a mutual understanding with them.
Right.
So they are going there. Those players that are not ready yet. But those who are you know, playing, calling up for the national team, they are much more easier to get clubs. Clubs are chasing them, you know. So it's easier for them.
We've got many teams who have got very senior, good senior teams, but the development is pretty much zero. Do you think it's high time to get these teams to start focusing on development instead of using up all the grants and all the sponsorship money on just the main team playing in the league?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just look at JDT. Look at JDT. The owner invests with his own money. They have fantastic facilities for the youth and for the senior team. This is a professional setup. You know, the first time I play football in Malaysia until now is only one club, JDT, I see.
That's professional.
Yeah. And I'm already 50 plus years old. Nothing changes here. I'm glad that in Malaysia you have people like TMJ. I'm glad, really. And everybody talks about, oh, I'm going to JDT. No, I'm not going to JDT. I'm just helping the boys. I'm helping the boys because I want them to have a secure career. That's why I brought them to JDT. I don't earn any money from all these people, all these players. They are like my kids. I have been working with them for 5 years. We built bonds this way, you understand? I can't just leave them this way. They are good boys. These are Malay boys, and they are hardworking boys. Not like what Mahathir says about Malay boys.
Yeah.
The leader is the most important thing. You lead. Malay boys are not lazy. But if the leader is a lazy person, then rest assured that they are all lazy. The fish stinks from the head.
Yeah.
Talking a bit about leaders.
Yeah, even the coaches are fantastic. Right. These are fantastic people.
No, thank you. Speaking about leaders, do you think we lack leaders in football sense, yeah?
No, we can talk about politics also. Yeah.
Do you think we lack football leaders in this country?
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
62 years of suppressing. How are you going to be a leader? Mm-hmm. People are telling you what to do all the time. Yeah.
So with your short stint in Malaysia, have you at least managed to change the way your boys think?
Of course.
The outlook?
Of course. The,
are you happy with their level of confidence
of
at the moment?
Of course. Speak to the under-18 coaches mm-hmm. from FAM. They say these boys, I get feedbacks from other coaches mm-hmm. that he was very happy with our boys' attitude, their working mentality. Yeah. This is what we ingrain in them in AMD. This is what is lacking in Malaysian football. Mm-hmm. Players that goes down to the field and work like a professionals. Not such thing as, coach, I'm tired today. You run for me, coach. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or you, coach, you do the jogging for me. Yeah.
Do players actually say that?
No, I just jokingly. Yeah.
Gotcha. You
know, it is.
Hey, yeah. You know what? Anything is possible these days.
Yeah. They would, you know, example, you know, right, they would tell coach, I don't want to play today. Maybe you play for me today. Yeah. You know, we work with a very high standard in AMD. Very high standard. The coaches, all this, they learn. Monkey see, monkey do. You see?
Lead by example.
Exactly. Yeah, when you go down to the field, it's all business. Our business is football training. People must realize that, yes, football is fun, but football is fun also to work. Football is fun when you work, you win, and you are happy. People must see, the players must see it this way, the coaches must see it this way. So the officials should not interfere at all. Let the professional people run the show. But the problem in Malaysia is everybody wants to be in the limelight, you know? Everybody.
You said one word, the word fun.
Yeah.
Do you think that word is absent in Malaysian football, the element of fun?
People do not, coaches, players do not understand what's the meaning of fun in training. The definition of fun in training is, I want to work. I want to improve myself today. If the coach asks me to run a sprint, I make sure I want to be the best. I want to be the first person to finish. I want to be the first person to score 10 goals. This is fun. I challenge myself. I want to be better than you. This is fun. I want to win the ball from you. I don't want you to, if I'm a defender, I don't want you to pass me. I want to challenge you. This is fun. Fun doesn't mean we go down to the field, ha 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 here, ha 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 there, without any concentration. The fun, they do not understand this.
Fun can be serious too.
Of course. It's challenge. Challenging yourself. Yes.
Speaking of when your role, when someone else takes over, your successor, you spend many interesting years at both places. What advice would you give that particular person?
I wish him all the best.
why your hopes as a final question for the future of Malaysian football?
In terms of development, winning is not everything in football. Winning is not everything. In youth football, the coaches must be open. They should be humble to learn new things. You see, the older coaches, they think they know everything. Yes, they think they know everything. But just look at the Malaysian Football League. Look at our standing. Whose job is all this that they are there? Whose job is all this? My job? Is it my doing that they are there? Their responsibility. That's the reflection of their job. Whatever the national team is playing, doing, is the reflection of these people. So they have to take responsibility. If the players are not performing, it's because of them. So I am hoping that all these young coaches come up. What they have learned, all this the new training method. Please give them chance. Enough of all this merry-go-round, these coaches going merry-go-round from one state to another. Enough of them. Enough. Yeah.
Many thanks to the passionate Lim Tiong Kim for joining us on the program this week to talk all things football. talked about grassroots development, we talked about investment in football, the current issues that face the sport today. Do remember that if you'd like to revisit the conversation, you can head over to our website. The podcast will be up at www.bfm.my/Barnan. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can tweet us, we're at BFM Radio. And also don't forget that the best way to keep in touch with our latest updates is by downloading our app via Google Play and the App Store. My name's Darryl Ong. Thanks for listening, and do join us again next week right here on Bar None, the show that brings you through the ins and outs of the sporting world. Stay tuned. This is BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.